Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. Here's Andy Burcham.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. The Tigers at the NCEA Championships in Ocala, Florida, joined now by the SEC Co-Head Coach of the Year, Jessica Braswell. Congratulations on the honor, Coach.
Thank you. I couldn't do it without everybody around me, so honored, but it's due to the awesome staff I have and everybody that supports the program.
Coach, if you would, talk about Auburn's role with regard to the NCEA Championship since it moved from Waco, Texas to Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, so this is the third year we've been in Ocala, the third year we're the official host of the championship. So an honor to be able to do that for sure. It's a lot of, you know, operational things like that on our staff. The NCEA did hire a championship manager this year to help, which has been great. So a little less this year, but just, you know, making sure that we're ready to go for competition on Thursday from a event perspective. And then also, since we're closer to Ocala than we were when we were in Waco, we bring about, I think we've got 22 horses here instead of 12, which is what we would take to Texas. So a lot of horses here too, to make sure we're taken care of and getting ready to compete.
For those of us that have never seen the facility there in Ocala, if you would just talk about what you have to work with there in Ocala, Florida.
It's incredible. I'll call it the Disney World for horses. One of the nicest facilities in the world, I would say, for equestrian events. So definitely a great venue for our student athletes to get to compete in, especially from a championship perspective. Really comfortable for fans, really comfortable for the horses, and definitely, you know, a stage for the student athletes.
All right, Auburn faces Oklahoma State in its first match on Thursday at 1:30 Central Time, 2:30 Eastern. What do you know about the Cowboys? Coach, give us a scout.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough team. You know, Oklahoma State went in and they won the Big 12. They won their conference tournament. So similarly to us, they weren't the top ranked team going into their conference tournament, but came out with the win. I think that they've had a little bit of a similar regular season with some ups and downs, kind of like we have. And they're playing their best at the most important time of year. So we expect them to ride really well, to be a big challenge for us in the first round. And we're going to have to bring our best to get out of the quarterfinals and keep advancing.
What has been the key to Auburn playing its best at this time of the year, Coach?
I think confidence is a lot of it. I think that our student athletes have really hit their stride, especially some of the younger ones that maybe haven't been in that championship environment before. They've done it now since they've been through SECs, and they've seen when they're all hitting on the same day and they're all riding their best, they're a really, really tough team to beat. And they're believing that, which I think is huge. So really looking forward to seeing what they're going to do here at Ocala. And they've practiced great the last couple of weeks, and they are ready to go. So now we just have to come in and execute.
Is there a key discipline in your mind in the match against Oklahoma State on Thursday?
I think that they're pretty well-rounded. For us, you know, our strengths have been horsemanship and fences this year. And then at SECs, you know, I think our reiners rode really well, and our flat squad against Texas A&M came out and kicked off with the 5-0 victory. So, you know, if we could get consistency across all four events, that will be huge for us. And I would guess that the same would be for Oklahoma State. So we'll start with reining and fences, I believe, on Thursday. So that'll give us a good idea at the half of where we are. And it's going to be about execution. We're good enough as long as we're executing and we're not making small mistakes. So if we're able to do that, then we should give ourselves a really good chance.
How good is the field this year at Nationals in your mind?
I think really, really good. I was talking to somebody about just from a 1-8 ranked team. I think if any team's having their best week, any team could win, which says a lot that you have 8 really competitive teams here. There's your conference, your ECAC conference champion, SEC, Big 12 conference champion are all here. And then plus some teams that have only had a couple regular season losses throughout the year. So I think that there's been a lot of parity this year, and it's anybody's to take. So it's going to be up to us to make sure that we're consistent and riding our best this week.
Wish you all the best this week, Coach. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell on This Week in Auburn Equestrian.